Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. And we're continuing our interview with Joe Nobody, who I must apologize to for cutting him off during the last segment. We got a call in from Adam Kokesh, who is live on the march right now. 400-plus veterans are marching on the White House right now to support Ron Paul for president. And that's Adam Kokesh, of course, who is himself a veteran, and he held up the phone there and announced that he's live on the air with InfoWars, and got a great round of applause. So we want to support all those veterans. I'm sure that Kurt Nimmo is probably going to be looking at writing a follow-up story on the results of that march, and I hope to hear from Adam to potentially cover that on national news as well. We all want to support these veterans and Ron Paul, of course. Now, continuing with Joe Nobody, didn't mean to cut you off there, Joe, but such is the nature of live radio. Were there any final thoughts you want to finish up, or are you ready to take another call?
We're ready for another call.
All right, let's go to the name I have on the screen here is Boron from Alabama. I guess that will be an elemental question, right?
Yeah, my name is Boron.
Boron, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a little unorthodox. Yeah, I'm the founder of WTFROY.com. I've actually reposted a couple of your articles. And I have two specific questions about ongoing preparedness. The first is what you think about as far as food, and it relates to not just so-called beans and whatnot, but the all types of powders that are out there, like longevity, all these products. What do you think about that as far as ongoing preparedness? And also about if you're having to cook, what do you think about actually your placement of a fire, near your camp? You know, people will be able to smell it, see it. What do you think about the ongoing?
Okay, good. Great questions, Boron. Sorry about mispronouncing your name there. Joe, why don't you go ahead and take the campfire question, then I'll handle the nutrition question.
Sure. Fire and smoke is always a risky proposition. There are some experts who believe that after a collapse, fires, especially around urban areas of homes, because there won't be a fire department, there won't be water pressure, there won't be very many ways to fight a fire, that fires are going to be very common. So seeing smoke on the horizon might be something that people ignore. Other people believe that you should never use any type of smoke-generating wood, very dry wood. There's typically a lot of materials in most geographic regions that generate very little smoke. My advice to people is always try things out, try different materials to burn, and see what generates smoke and see what doesn't. The other thing that I always teach people is if you are going to do a fire, if you're going to start a fire, you need to set up a perimeter. You don't want to be surprised. Surprise is always the worst thing. And Mike, you're better qualified on the food question.
Okay, well, keep it short. There are a lot of superfood powders that do store for a year or two, Enerfood being among them, many others, but if you really want to be prepared, you've got to get into sprouting. That's my opinion. Get some sprouting seeds and a sprouting tray. You could even just use a jar with a special lid or even a small bucket or a canister of some kind. All you need is water and seeds, and you can grow your own nutrition in an emergency situation without even going outdoors. So it's a really important skill to learn. Now, Joe Nobody has been our guest. He's the author of Holding Your Ground. He's also the author of what was the book that we just showed there? Yeah. Joe, go ahead and tell us the name of your other books on Amazon, please.
Sure. There is the Tiwaka Tuxedo as a beginning book, mainly about load carry gear. There is Without Rule of Law, our latest book, which is in case your preps fail or are overrun and you have to live off the land. And then our novel is called Holding Their Own. It's a lot of fun. Some good prep things.
Okay, we got to let you go. We're out of time, Joe, but it's been great talking to you. Thanks for joining us. Hope to have you on again in the future. Appreciate all your information.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-taste discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To the third hour now here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. I'm going to give a shout out to Alex and thanks for the invite for hosting. I'll also be hosting 1 week from today, Monday the 27th of February, when we'll have Jonathan E. Mord on. He's the author of a new book called Restoring the Republic, with a foreword written by Ron Paul. We also will have Dale Carson on, who I mistakenly thought was going to be on today, but he's going to be on next week, which is even better because you saw all the news we had to cover today. We still have more to get to, in fact. And then coming up shortly in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sheldon Marks, a microsurgeon and a urologist who has all kinds of great information about medical preparedness, emergency medicine. If you have questions for Dr. Marks, go ahead and call on in. We've got the call-in line here at 1-800-259-9231. And those of you who are already on the line, Barney, Jared, Rio, and more, if you have questions for Dr. Marks, we will be getting to you in the next few minutes to get those questions answered. Now, you'll notice a lot of the information today is focused on preparedness. That's because time is growing short. You know, you see the writing on the wall. You see the red flags out there. You know that we've got to stay prepared, or we're going to suffer some, well, potentially suffer some consequences. We don't know what's coming down the road, but we do know it's smart and wise to be prepared. But have you ever noticed that now the very acts of preparedness are being called almost like terrorism? well, how dare you buy extra food and store food? How dare you go to a military surplus store and buy some equipment to keep yourself safe and prepared? How dare you use cash or buy gold or buy silver? These things, well, only crazy people do that, or only radical people, or maybe only terrorists. But then you learn, well, the government's preparing. And in a huge way, too, not a small way, the government is preparing in a massive way, and they have been for decades. The government has spent hundreds of billions of dollars creating these cave systems. And I'm from Missouri, and I used to drive by these caves in Kansas City. They're just carved right out of limestone caves. You can drive an 18-wheeler tractor trailer right into them. And they drive in and out of there all day long. You used to be able to see them right from the highway. I don't know if you still can. But they have massive amounts of supplies in there for government. So they've got the food. They've got the medicine. They've got the firearms, the security, the communications, the water filters. You know, all these things. Seed banks to restart and regrow gardens. And you can bet those are not genetically modified seeds, because they know they need to be able to grow them generation after generation. So it brings up the question, why is it okay for government to prepare, but not you and me? What's up with that? Should the government be the only entity that survives a disaster? Is that the message that we're being sent? Oh, you little people, you vaccine-injected little GMO-consuming miscreant sheeple people, you all are expendable. Don't prepare. Don't have any food in your pantry. Don't read books that teach you basic preparedness. No, you're all expendable. But the government, oh my God, the government has to survive. The continuity of government, because, of course, this government is so wonderful, such a wonderful gift to the world. We have to keep it alive as is. No changes, no reforms. Keep it alive as is. Well, you can tell where their priorities are. Now, I'm not against all government, by the way. There is obviously a place for some level of certainly local government. And, you know, I agree with Ron Paul. Hey, cut at least $1 trillion out right now. Slash the government by, I don't know, 80-90%. Bring it down within reason to where it serves the people once again instead of demanding obedience from the people. That would be a good situation. There's also information. Have you noticed this new show on National Geographic about preppers? And in the show, they show the most extreme preppers, and then they make fun of them. They say, well, this person built a giant underground bunker. And my God, that's so ridiculous, they say. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. It's so ridiculous because there's only a 0.2% chance of that solar flare happening, or, you know, a nuclear war happening or whatever. So these people are crazy for preparing. Well, there's a less percent chance of catching the flu. And yet they push flu vaccines every single day. Go get a flu shot. And they tell you that the shot's going to prevent the flu. No, it actually doesn't. Vitamin D prevents it much better than the flu shot. Although, hey, I might take some flack about that comment from our upcoming guest, Dr. Sheldon Marks. We'll find out. I'll ask him on the air. But the government says, you know, be afraid of the flu. But don't be afraid of economic collapse, because that's never going to happen. I think they've got their priorities wrong. I think economic collapse is a lot more treacherous and a lot more likely than catching the flu, especially if you take care of your health with some basic nutritional information. Now, we're joined now for the rest of this hour by Dr. Sheldon Marks. He is a urologist and a microsurgeon. He specializes in vasectomy reversals. His website is dadsagain.com. You know, if you want to be a dad again and get that vasectomy reversed, he's the guy who can do it for you. Now, he is a board member of the Tucson Police Foundation. He's one of the founding members. I was one of the early members, a board member of that foundation as well. That's where I met Dr. Marks and came to really like the guy, respect his opinions on many things. He's got a lot of great medical knowledge and emergency medicine information that he's going to share with us today. So, Dr. Marks, are you with us?
I am here.
Ah, okay, great. Great to hear your voice. Are you joining us with a voice only or Skype video too?
I'm on the video as well.
Oh, I see you now. There you go. Okay, awesome. Great. Great to hear your voice today. So, what do you think about preparedness, Dr. Marks? Where do we need to begin?
We probably should have begun a decade ago. I think what we need to do is, when we're talking about preparedness from a medical point of view, you need to start with something that you're an expert in, and that's prevention. I think that obviously people want to take good care of themselves before the crisis occurs. It doesn't make any sense to be obese and not exercise and smoke and think that when the crisis happens, then suddenly I'm going to be in shape and take care of things. So obviously you want to get those things in order first. You want to take care of anything that needs to be addressed ahead of time. So preventative dentistry, for example, go to the dentist, and I tell all these people, make sure you get your teeth cleaned and you're on top of that stuff, because when the crisis occurs or when you don't have access to these things is not the time to start dealing with the abscesses and the root canals and those situations.
You know, but it's just not cool to talk about, you know, we're going to prepare. We want to go out and, you know, buy some ammo and get your teeth cleaned. You know, people don't normally talk about that.
Right. It doesn't have the excitement of getting your MP5 or loading up weapon systems. But if anything, it's probably more important, because if you don't have your health, then the rest of that becomes worthless.
Well, that's a good point. And where are you going to get insulin in a collapsed scenario? If you're type 2 diabetic and you need insulin, where are you going to get that?
Right.
Nowhere.
Right.
Also, you mentioned obesity. I mean, you might have to do more physical work. You might have to work your guard. You might have to carry gear around. How are you going to do that if you're not in better shape, right?
Absolutely. So it's, first thing first is look at your own situation, and not just yourself, but look at your family. Look at your kids, your spouse, your parents. Who are you going to be involved with? Who's part of your little community? And talk to them about health. And so it's, part of it is obviously nutrition, diet, exercise, mental health. Avoiding bad habits. The tobacco alcohol thing is obviously bad, but it's also doing preventative things like going to see the dentist. If you're old enough, 45 or 50, then you should be getting your colonoscopy. As exciting as that sounds.
Well, you're not making our show sound exciting, Sheldon.
Well, I apologize, but
you're freaking out.
I know. It's those kinds of simple little easy things. Part of, I guess, when you talk about is, once you've got past that, then if you're starting to look at it from a medical point of view, what are you going to do? The question is, what are you preparing for? And obviously, like you had talked earlier about, is there's the common things to worry about that are most likely, and then there's the rare and more devastating things that people want to talk about. And that's the stuff that gets the headlines and gets everyone excited.
Right.
You need to take into account all of those things. You need to think through, what are our needs as a family and neighbors? And then what do we do so that we can take care of ourselves? And, you know, you're not going to be able to buy a book and go out and do hip reconstructive surgery or the appendectomies. I mean, it's even when you know what you're doing, simple things can become nightmares just because of the magic of the way the body is designed.
All right,
let's
talk about the medical kits. So a lot of people go out and they buy these medical kits or these first aid kits, and it says it's got 500 pieces in it. And, you know, 490 of those pieces are bandages.
Right.
Know? What's your take on these medical kits?
Well, I love Band-Aids. I think they're the greatest thing. But what you have to do is, when you buy a kit, first thing you do is you open it up and you have to look at what's in it and decide what's relevant to you. What do you know how to use? What do you not know how to use? So if it's got SAM splints in there, which is something everybody should have, if it's got SAM splints, then you definitely want to learn how to use them and when to use them and when not to use them. If it's got over-the-counter medications in there, you want to learn what they're for, what they're not for, when to avoid using them. And so you have to go through each of the different content pieces and identify what is best for you, what is relevant for your needs, because probably it's going to be mostly Band-Aids and gauze and cheap things. And then decide where are the gaps, and then go to your local pharmacy or go online and start filling in the gaps with those extra things you're going to need based on what you anticipate your problems may be.
Is there a source that you know of that you might recommend, that where people can get, I don't know, full-blown medical kits?
There's a few of them, and off the top of my head, I'm just blocking on it. I think
Well, you can think about it during the break. We'll talk about
it
after the break.
The best are wilderness medicine-based kits, because there you truly are in an austere environment. You don't have any other resources available. And so the concept is, if you're out in the wilderness, or you're a hunter, or you're hiking, or you're just out there and something happens, it's those wilderness medical kits. But I'll have that answer for you after the break.
Okay, that's good. We are headed to a break shortly here. And we're being joined by Dr. Sheldon Marks here. We'll continue with him after the break. and your calls on emergency medicine. We've got callers in the queue. We'll get to your calls here shortly as we continue right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Dr. Sheldon Marks, he's a microsurgeon, a urologist, an author, and also an expert in emergency medical preparedness. He continues with us in this short segment and also after the break. And he is, well, he performs vasectomy reversals I think 5 days a week, something along those lines. At dadsagain.com is a website. And I was just thinking, Dr. Marks, during the break, you know, you're an expert in sort of delicately handling the delicates of lots of men. You should teach the TSA to be a little more gentle. They're down there playing rock'em sock'em robots with everybody's stuff. That's not cool.
No, especially if you've just had reconstructive surgery down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you think about the TSA and all their business getting in our business?
You know, I don't know. I get so confused because, you know, I think that clearly we want to maintain our rights. But on the other hand, the bad guys, unfortunately, seem to get all the privileges and we're the ones that get punished. I think that with 9/11, from what I understood, the problem was that it wasn't so much people getting on the planes with things, but stuff that had been pre-placed. In fact, I spoke once to a flight attendant whose plane was grounded on 9/11 before any passengers were allowed on, and she found a bunch of knives and blades already pre-positioned on the plane, obviously by the tarmac workers. So Everyone's so excited. I think the problem is we become very reactive. We wait for something to happen. So the shoe bombers, suddenly we're looking at shoes. The underwear bombers, suddenly we're looking at underwear. We're not thinking ahead. We're not trying to think what these people are going to do and how they're going to do it. I think that, yes, screening the little old ladies to some degree is important to some point, but I think the tarmac workers are the ones that come and go, and they should be screened. And I have no idea what's happening with those people.
Well, I know this is not what I invited you on here to talk about, but just, right. You know, the shoe bomber was put on there by government operatives. The underwear bomber was put on there by high-level operatives. I mean, this is not an accident, not a coincidence. But anyway, let's get back to medical issues here.
Right.
You know, I do want to take some calls. Are you okay to take some calls right now?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
While you're doing that, it's Adventure Medical Kits. Those are professional kits designed for medical professionals to take with them. They have small little ones all the way up to elaborate ones, but they're designed so that if I want to go out and be the physician accompanying a wilderness trip up a mountain or on a river, that's where I go to buy my kits to support what I'm going to be doing.
Very, very cool. I also know there's a couple out there named Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and their website, I believe, is doomandbloom.net, and they make medical kits that combine Western medicine and a little bit of holistic, like herbal-based salves and things like that for skin, you know, skin healing, things like that. So that's something else to check out. But Adventure Medical Kits.
And what's really important is when you get a kit, look through it. And remember, just owning it doesn't mean you're going to have it. If you're not careful with it, then the rodents will get into it. You want to make sure that it's moisture-proof because humidity will destroy everything. So depending on where you live, you want to secure it. And you also want to twice a year at a minimum check on it, make sure it is ready to go. In addition to the home kit, you're probably going to want to have a travel kit, something in your vehicle, and then a little bitty pack that you can have with you if you do have to grab and go kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Very good points there, Dr. Marks. Let's go to our caller, John in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Doing great, man.
Okay. Now, I have a question for the doctor, but before I get started, I wanted to make an alert or something known. We have a gentleman who was on the Daily Paul on February the 7th. He's a Ron Paul supporter. He's also hopefully going to be the next Ron Paul. He's running for Congress in the Pennsylvania 9th. His name is Travis Schooley. Has a Facebook page. And I just wanted to get that out there. Hopefully some people can send him some cash. If everybody.
All right. Travis Schooley, how do you spell his last name?
S-C-H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Okay, just like it sounds. Travis Schooley, interesting candidate. Do you have a question for Dr. Marks?
He's a great guy from what I understand. I just found out about him. He needs a lot of organization, though.
And no, I hear you, man. I hear you. Right. But we've got Dr. Marks as a guest right now. You have a question for him?
I have a very complicated question. My son is an epileptic, okay? He had a stroke before he was born. I'm basically prepared for about every scenario that last guy talked about, but this. Is there some type of natural source of
anti-seizure medication, maybe?
Yes. He's on Depakote. Okay, take a sprinkle of that.
Okay, we got your question, John. Thanks for calling in. We're about to go to break, but Dr. Marks, if you would think about that question during the break and answer it on the other side.
I'm
interested in getting his hands on some anti-seizure medication for his kid. So that's a very reasonable question. We'll be back with that answer and a lot more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with more emergency medicine information. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've got all kinds of news today on InfoWars.com. Be sure to check out that website. We've got stories like this one, Government Resurrects Plan to Monitor All Phone Calls and Emails. That's by Steve Watson. Got other news coming in. U.S. General Dempsey says Iran is a rational actor, not after nukes. Of course, lots of politicians are trying to make the case that Iran is trying to create nukes. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But shouldn't we at least have some evidence of it first before we start dropping bombs and killing ultimately millions of people? Signs of Iran activity in Yemen, a U.S. envoy says. That's in the Jerusalem Post. We've got the Silencing the Critics article by Paul Craig Roberts that we covered at the top of this show. Just reading you some of the headlines before we get back to Dr. Marks here. Egypt leads fight against NGO agitators. That's by Tony Cartolucci at InfoWars.com. And then Obama nears his nuclear moment. This is a Financial Times article. Now, so much going on. Check out InfoWars.com for the latest headlines, or PrisonPlanet.com as well. Getting back to Dr. Sheldon Marks, the question before the break was from a gentleman who's got an epileptic child and is wondering what he can do in a collapse scenario to keep his child, to prevent his child from having seizures. What's your take on that, Dr. Marks?
Well, first of all, let me just say I know absolutely nothing about epilepsy and the medications. And so I'm commenting basically on just some general concepts. And then I just went on during the break and tried to find it. There's very little on when you Google it to try to find answers to that. One thing that I do tell people is, since we don't know what tomorrow holds, whether it's a gas crisis or a pharmacy shutdown or anything, if you're on any medications or any members of the family, especially important medications, and everyone's stable and happy, you should have at least 2 to 3 months worth of that medication available, and then use the old stuff first as you restock it. So,
absolutely.
Whether it's thyroid medicine, heart medicine, whatever you're taking, when the crisis occurs is not the time to run to CVS or Walgreens or Walmart and get in line and think that you're going to get your 3 month stash. So
it's also not the time to try to quit the medication cold turkey. I'm sure you would agree with that. I mean, we want to get off medications when we can safely ahead of time.
Absolutely right. Yeah, you don't want to start mixing around with that, because at a time when you need to be able to be focused and concentrate on what's going on is not the time to start having a lot of health issues. As far as the epilepsy goes, I'm going to defer to you on that, but the only thing I can find is something called Morneda citrifolia, and that was just somebody responded to a Depakote blog. And so probably the thing to do is to seek out a healthcare professional who's familiar with alternatives to Depakote and find out what's available. But I would be very cautious, because I do know that when you start to mess with medications, you can change the seizure threshold. And I'd hate for that kid to have problems while you're trying to transition if you're doing it on your own. So never do that kind of stuff with serious medications on your own, because you don't know over what time frame. Some medications you can stop at cold turkey and start something else up. Other medications may require weeks or even months of transitioning off to prevent any problems.
And I would say this is just another example of why it's good to get off as many meds as you can, because, you know, who knows what the real cause behind that epilepsy. Seizures can be promoted in part by dietary sources, you know, aspartame, excitotoxins. Some of the chemical adjuvants in some vaccines have caused seizures in many children. It's one of the main side effects of vaccines. There are, you know, lots of sources where you can pick up bad chemicals, pesticides, for example, that can lead to that. So sorry to the caller. We can't answer his question directly, but he's going to have to do some more research.
That's a tough one. Let's talk about for a second real quick vaccinations, because I know we kind of differ on that a little bit.
Yeah,
that kind of makes for fun. I know there's a lot of controversy, and I don't know the answer, but there are some vaccinations that you might disagree on, I think, are pretty important to people to consider, especially in the scenarios that your listeners are aware of. And one of them, for example, is tetanus. You want to make sure you're up to date on that. That's not the time to step on a rusty nail and end up sick and dying because you didn't want to get your tetanus update, you know.
Yeah, or maybe cholera, huh?
Yeah, cholera is also, but cholera is a little bit trickier because you have to keep updating that. Hepatitis, one of the big things that happens in after disasters is people get a lot of hepatitis. So there's a hepatitis vaccine out there that is, I'm not aware of any horrible side effects, but then again, I've not really looked at that a lot.
You know, the thing is, there's one school of thought is that there is such a thing as a safe vaccine. If they had a one-shot vaccine, let's say hepatitis C, that's a one-shot or a two-stage vaccine that did not have the chemical adjuvants in it, and it did not have the thimerosal in it because it was being one vial shared by 10 different people, so they don't need the preservative. You know, if you could have it without the thimerosal and without the aluminum and without the polysorbate 80 and without the formaldehyde, arguably that could be an understandably safe vaccine. But
right. But at the same time, and this goes with everything, whether it's aspirin or Pepto-Bismol or even the natural supplements, everybody is different. Everyone responds differently to everything that you put in your body. And so you have to know what you're doing and weigh the benefits and the risks.
Well, yeah, and the problem, Dr. Marks, is that they're slamming these little kids with 9 vaccines all at once that have the mercury in them, that have the aluminum in them, that have the adjuvants in them, and they, some of them just go into comas, some of them just die.
And you know, I've been talking to people trying to understand, and I think And again, this is something I know nothing about. It's not my field of expertise, but people who are involved in the vaccines and talking about the damn doctors and the autism are saying the vaccines individually are not the issue. It's when they're combined, when the little baby gets 400 vaccines in one shot,
yeah.
combined with Tylenol overloads the system. So again, the vaccines, I'm worried about them as well, but on the other hand, measles is coming back, and some of these diseases are horrible, and they're devastating, and they're life-destroying. So before you say blanket no to vaccines, you need to look at each one and think about what it is you're saying no to, and look at the risks, because whooping cough is coming back. Like I said, measles is back. Polio is still around. You know, there's
you
not
know,
in
those,
the U.S.
Those things don't concern me, Dr. Marks. I mean, measles, no big deal. Even this aggressive TB, get some good vitamin D going.
Speaking of vitamin D, for those, I've got my whole stash right here.
Awesome. Wow, you have actually a box of vitamin D.
I have a box of them. I go through them, yeah, so I take my vitamin Ds.
Yeah, I'm not worried about polio. I'm not worried. You know, a lot of this, I know you didn't want to get into necessarily a vaccine debate, but some of this is just about hygiene and
right.
having like clean sewer systems.
Right. Now you've moved to the smartest thing. The best thing you can do if you're concerned about your health now, if bad things happen, if you're out camping, if it's end of the world, whatever, is, believe it or not, the easiest thing, again, we're not about excitement, is just washing your hands.
Right.
Just washing your hands before you prepare food. Washing your hands after you go to the bathroom. Washing the kitchen utensils, washing the preparation space. I mean, if you just wash your hands, then you dramatically reduce by at least half the number of people that get horrible intestinal things like the cholera.
Because absolutely.
1.5 million kids still die every year in the world from diarrhea, again, an exciting subject, from just simple hygiene issues.
You're just full of exciting subjects for us today, Dr. Marks.
If it involves the pelvic area, then that's kind of my world, I guess.
You're like the sober up doctor, like everybody else is talking about. Get yourself a bunker and get some smoke grenades, and you're like, get a colonoscopy and check your teeth.
Right, I know.
No, but you're the guy who's going to save lives, you know. You're the guy who's really, this is important.
It's the hand washing, and people forget that because it's not the exciting thing. It's not the drama thing. Something really simple that everyone really should do is take a CPR first aid course.
Good.
But not just yourself, because if you're the guy lying there with the chest pain, make sure your wife, make sure your teenage kids know what to do. Make sure even little kids know to call 911, as long as we have that. Make sure, you know, your neighbors are really your strongest suit. I mean, so you want to buy things and do all this cool stuff, but truly the strength of survival comes with a like-minded group of people. So your neighbors, your friends, people at church, at school, at work, you should all do a CPR first aid class there. You should talk about who's got what skills and who knows what things. Maybe someone was a dental assistant for 10 years before they did something else. Maybe it turns out there's a paramedic who lives right behind you that you don't know about. So you want to – that's a smart thing to do that most people don't do because they're so caught up, you know, stockpiling things.
Good advice. We're going to get to a caller here in a second, but I've got one more question for you, Dr. Marks. A lot of people in the prepper community, they keep asking me, how do they get – legitimate medication painkillers for emergency use only? And of course, lots of red flags go up. Painkillers, you know, Whitney Houston, everything. But is there any legitimate legal way to get something that might work in a total breakdown scenario that, you know, as a medication painkiller, something beyond, you know, aspirin and Tylenol?
Right. Well, if you're going to, anything that's controlled, narcotics, unfortunately, has a very thick paper trail with it. So if I write for a prescription for narcotics, I have to include my federal numbers, and they monitor those prescriptions, and I have to have appropriate documentation in a medical record as to why that gentleman got his 4 Tylenol with codeines or Lortabs or Percodans. However, I was just reading a book that listed the pain blocking qualities of all medications, and I was surprised to see that an 800 milligram ibuprofen, with all the potential side effects that I'm sure you'll talk about, but an 800 milligram ibuprofen is far and away more powerful than almost all the other medications.
Really?
What narcotics do is they really don't make the pain go away. They simply dull you to where you can just, you don't care about it. Whereas the anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, what they do is they actually block the chemicals that stimulate the nerves that then your brain interprets as pain.
But what about getting something quickly where you got a buddy that's just been injured, you know, he's he's bleeding, he's screaming. How do you help your buddy?
Well, in the military world, they would give them these fentanyl lollipops. It's a very right. powerful narcotic. They would suck on it. But what, and I've been involved with a lot of that kind of training, what we're basically told and understand is they're not going to remember the horrible, excruciating pain they're going through. You are, and it may be upsetting to you, so you have to focus on what you have to do. So whether it's applying tourniquets or using combat gauze to stop bleeding or whatever you have to do, that has to be first. The pain really is more, it's a tough one because you really aren't going to have narcotics. And if right. you have narcotics in your possession and you don't have a prescription for it, then I think there's all kinds of felonies you've committed, and then right. bad people start, you know.
And if you have narcotics, you can bet that some looters are going to want to get that supply from you.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, you don't want to put a sign out. I guess you could call up Whitney Houston's estate and get stuff from her.
You want to have, like, a big pharmacy sign on your door.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess any major movie star or musician will have a good stash.
No, and how sad is it that Whitney Houston was killed by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, just like Heath Ledger, just like Elvis Presley? In fact, you know what? Bruce Lee was killed by brain swelling allergic reaction to a medication as well. We're going to actually do a story on that. But, I mean, I know they have their role in medicine.
The problem is that it's... The doctor who, when someone comes in and has a problem, we want to make them better. And everybody functions from their own direction. So the standard, if you come to me and you've got a bladder infection, I'm going to want to treat you with what's in my arsenal of treatments. And,
yeah.
and someone's going to come to different people and get different things. The problem is a lot of these people know how to play the game. And so they'll go to one doctor and get Xanax. The doctor will be conservative and say, I'm only going to give you 10 of these. Then they'll go to another doctor for back pain. Well, I'm going to give you some narcotics, but I'm not going to give you too many. And by the end of the week, they've seen 4 or 5 different doctors who, not knowing that the other doctors exist,
yeah.
loaded these people up with large stashes. We saw one lady once when I was riding with a paramedic out here, and 5 different doctors had given her narcotics, and she was calling the paramedics because she was severely constipated and wanted help, which is, again, we're back down to the pelvic area. But the point is, none of these doctors realized that the other doctors were prescribing these narcotics, which have a constipation as a side effect. So that's a classic example of what happens. And these celebrities have the clout to be able to make a phone call, have a doctor come to them, get in to see somebody. Celebrities and wealthy, super wealthy, tend to surround themselves with yes men, like the emperor's new clothes. So people who, if somebody says no to them, they're fired, and
yeah.
then they'll find somebody who'll say yes.
Well, this is the story of Rush Limbaugh and how he got into his addiction situation.
I mean, they get so many people, they find somebody who doesn't have the strength to say no. And they find people who will give them what they want, and then they go somewhere else, and especially if they travel a lot.
All right, let's good answers, Dr. Marks. Let's get to some callers, though. We've got Jared in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead with a question for Dr. Marks, please.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Doing good.
Hey, good, man. Glad to be on InfoWars finally, but I've never really had a chance to speak to a doctor who I would maybe, you know, think outside of, I guess, just the stereotypical system of, you know, throw a pill at it. But my question is probably not in your field, but I've always had, since I was a kid, had all kind of crazy sinus issues. And I've seen doctors all over North Carolina. I've been to Duke, some of the best trained physicians of, you know, their specialties. And I guess my question is not necessarily into preparedness for an economic collapse, but more along the lines of, like, chemical warfare on American people now in our food and our water. I've had several doctors, I was saying, I've had all these kind of sinus issues my whole life, and nobody's ever been able to tell me what it was.
Well,
and,
let's do this,
go ahead,
Jared. No, good question, but what we're going to run into here is everybody's going to call with their specific medical question for Dr. Marks, who's really focused in a narrow area. Let me broaden that question, if you don't mind, to say, for anybody, Dr. Marks, for anybody who's got a specific medical concern now that may be a mystery condition or a chronic condition, what is the strategy that they can go through to try to resolve that, you know, ahead of the end of the world as we know it, or whatever scenario people might have in mind?
Right.
What's your advice?
I think to do is what this gentleman did makes sense. Is you go to the best you can, find the experts, here's my problem, and see what they have to say. But and since in light of what you do in your world is their answers are going to come from their training it's standard Western medicine. Here's the problem. I'm going to treat you. You have something physically wrong. We can do surgery. Here's some medications. Tell me if you're better. He may have some weird allergies. Maybe he needs to see some allergists and get that checked out. It may be that what you have to do is seek out some doctors who've got a lot of mixed training. So on one hand are the naturopaths, alternative medicine people, and that's all they do. The other extreme are the Western standard medicine doctors. That's my world. And then in the middle are the ones, the MDs, like the ones that Dr. Andrew Weil is based out of Tucson here, and people have done their medical training, and then they go and do additional fellowship training in integrative complementary medicine. And so if I were to go to see one of those guys and say, hey, here's my problem, then you're getting the best of everything. Then you're saying, okay, let's look and see what this is, but let's also look at this and let's consider that. To me, that seems to be the smartest solution for people.
That makes sense.
To find these doctors who really are straddling both sides of the fence, because if a bear is charging you and you've got a rifle with two rounds in it, you're not going to fire one and throw the rifle down. I think use everything you've got. And so use the best of everything to try to figure out what the problem is and then try some of the treatments.
Dr. Marks, we're about to wrap up this segment. I want to thank you for joining us. What you've also published a couple of books on prostate cancer. You want to give those books out here, give the name out?
Sure. It's fourth edition. It's called Prostate and Cancer, A Family Guide to Diagnosis, Treatment, and Survival. And it's a question and answer, kind of walk you from first thing all the way through on prostate cancer, prevention, diagnosis. There's a section in there on complementary and integrative medicine.
And your website on your surgery?
And the surgery is dadsagain.com for vasectomy reversals. Interestingly, I've had several men who wanted a reversal, and the sole reason was they wanted to restore their fertility for the kind of scenarios that you and your listeners talk about.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay, stay with us there. I want to ask you on the other side. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Talking with Dr. Sheldon Marks. He's an expert in emergency medicine and survival medicine, you might say. Oh, we're over here. Okay. And he's still on the line with us to answer this last question about, well, he said right before the break that a lot of people are showing up and wanting to have vasectomy reversals to restore fertility in preparation for a collapse scenario or what might be happening ahead. Dr. Marks, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you give us more information about that? I mean, people are doing that is interesting.
Yeah, usually most couples that come to us, it's to restore fertility after a divorce, a loss of a child, just a change of heart. But we've had a fair number of guys who came to us from around the country and actually internationally. And some of them are married, some of them are single. And we always say, you know, what's the reason for wanting this vasectomy reversal? And several of them have said, I just want to have my fertility restored for just in case. I just think that's going to be a potential important thing, and I want to have that option on the table.
All right. Well, that's good to know. It's one way to fight back against Bill Gates and the globalists, you know, have children instead of depopulating the planet, which is something that we cover here on InfoWars. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Marks. It was good having you on.
My pleasure and honor.
All right. Well, take care. That was Dr. Sheldon Marks, everybody. Definitely an interesting guy. Which camera are we on here? Okay. Another thing I want to show you today, the guy who created these, they're called conspiracy cards, sent me a set, and I just thought they were so cool. I want to share them with you. I don't know if you can get a document shot, but these are cards that you can hand to people that explain each of the top, the major conspiracies. Like, here's one on fluoride. That just breaks it down. You can hand it to somebody. Here, learn about fluoride. Here's one on food. Here's the depopulation agenda. Here's one on chemtrails, one on vaccines. Very, very cool information, you know, just sort of bite-sized you can share with somebody. Hey, if they don't already think you're nuts, hand them one of these and then let them start asking questions. But the truth is, you're not nuts. You're just informed. You see, now being informed puts you in a category of being crazy in our society because only disinformation is allowed to be considered reality out there, it seems like. Anyway, you can find these at conspiracycards.com. Very, very cool information. Now, in the couple minutes we have remaining, I would like to go ahead and take a couple of calls myself from those who have been waiting because I'd like to get to callers as much as possible. So if you're still there, John in Wisconsin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I really have to give credit where credit is due on the topic of preparedness. I've been kind of stumping for preparedness issues on the Alex Jones Show, and so I got to say thank you to Jaron and Mike Jacobson, whomever is making the decisions, Alex. And also, being from the dairy state, you, Mike, and Alex have huge, huge fans in the raw milk freedom movement.
Yes.
And the food freedom movement. Max Kane is a farmer who's been under fire quite a bit from that judge, Justice Fiedler, who said that you have no inherent right to raise your own food on your own property.
No, it's pretty incredible. And there's a big announcement coming up next week. A week from today, we're going to have a guest on the show that has a big announcement about raw milk and some freedom events. So that is coming up. Go ahead.
You're such a great substitute. My girlfriend loves listening to you. I personally love listening to your YouTube video where you broke down the last book by what's his name, the astrophysicist. I'm blanking right now.
The physicist Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Mr. We have no soul, we have no consciousness. But no, look, I'm not a substitute for Alex. There is no substitute for Alex, but I'm just honored to fill in when I'm asked to do so, and I try to do my best. Any final comments? 10 seconds.
I have a question for you if you can do it on the other side.
Can we go into overdrive, guys? Let's do some overdrive. Yeah, stay on the line, man. But for those on the radio, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate sharing this information with you. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for the Alex Jones Show. Retransmission of the show begins now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.